Good morning, Teach Better family. My name is Katie Miglin. This is Jeff Gargas. And we decided to match today to kick off your morning on Teach Better Today, where we get to join you every single morning on all of your favorite streaming platforms. And we're super excited because it's been a minute since they let Jeff and I hang out together. So I know, I'm pretty stoked about it. We've got some fun conversation and we're going to kick off your week strong. So we'll be right back. Everyone.
Good morning.
Happy
that was good.
Monday, I guess. I don't know.
Happy Jeff and Katie matching day.
Yeah, you guys, I just want you to know that this was not planned. We sat down and this isn't like it's not like black or white. Like, this is not a color that people match.
It's not a common color. You think you're okay putting this on. Well, I wear this quite a bit, so it's common for me, but like that's because I just wear the same clothes all the time. But like the funny part was that like we were on for a while, like chatting quite a bit prior to this because we haven't seen each other for a little bit. But like it was a while before you're like, is it weird to you that we're matching? And I'm like, oh my God, we're matching. I didn't know. I had no idea we're matching. Like I'm talking like way longer than it should have been.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably 10 to 15 minutes of like
at least, yes,
before I realized we were matching.
But hey, well, you were listening.
Maybe it just
on our...
felt so natural and good that we were matching that I just didn't notice. Right. For you, it was like there was a disturbance in the force. For me, it just felt right.
Okay, that's fine. If you're listening on our podcast and you cannot see what Jeff and I are wearing, we are wearing like a burnt orange color. And
I'm glad you. I was going with burnt orange too in my head.
There you go. See. And yes, we are. We're matching. It's just the way the world is right now, and that's okay. But good morning, everybody.
Can we, if you listen on the podcast, we'll let you imagine that either I grew my hair out or that Katie shaved her head, and we also match in hairstyles as well. I think that'd be fun for them to imagine.
We don't have matching
hairstyles. We don't have matching hairstyles.
No, please take that image out.
If I grew mine out, it'd be very similar colors to you, though. A little bit darker, but very similar. Mine does. Okay. It looks much darker when it's short than it actually is.
But. Okay, I believe you.
Anyway, moving on. With
aren't you guys else. Glad you joined us for this fabulous Monday morning? Where you get to hear how Jeff and Katie could or could not look alike.
This is what you need. You know, I think this is, I think what people need, what teachers specifically need to do the extremely difficult work that they do is for you and me to match more often.
You think?
That's what is the missing. That solves 98% of the problems in education is that Jeff and Katie don't match enough.
Okay. Okay. You guys heard it here first. That's the solution to
so
the
you're
problem.
Welcome. You're welcome, education. Yep. Future of the world.
There you go. Jeff, how are you? How was your weekend?
Apparently not long enough.
Yeah. Or there's not enough coffee.
I'm good.
Things
are good. Your mug's got all sorts of
it's hearts. Why am I holding up to my mic as though my mic can see?
Do you guys see? Look. The heart that's on the handle at first look like Pac-Man. Like a Pac-Man.
Oh, almost. Yeah, kind of.
But
does.
Now I see that it's like a heart going into it. Yeah.
Valentine's Day month.
And it's like a half a heart on the handle. They specifically did that very much like that too. Mm-hmm. That's cute. It's a big mug too. I like it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't mess around.
Do you have coffee in there?
Yeah. No, I got mimosas. Just kidding.
And from the sounds of how we've started this show, it wouldn't that's be surprising true. If we were both on mimosas.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should have mimosa Monday.
I have a classic beat up. Teach Better team.
It's not beat up, it's vintage.
These things are awesome. They're like they keep it so warm. It is beat up pretty good. Like it's been dropped a lot, but it's such a good job. My kids don't like when I carry this one. Very often my kids. Jacqueline is like, I very often carry coffee when I'm walking to school. Mm-hmm. And usually if I'm in any other type of travel mug, like you feel the warmth. These things are so good, like you don't feel the warmth, like because they're just so insulated.
It's true.
We are not trying to sell these. I promise this is not an infomercial. It's just like we're like
paid advertisement for Teach Better mugs, but don't use them as a hand warmer because they don't work. I do have a couple travel mugs that are the same where like they don't work.
Good travel mug, that's how it is, because it's so insulated that the heat doesn't, it's not coming out, right?
Right.
So
you have to go in mentally prepared. Like I don't have a warm cup of coffee to warm my hands.
Mm-hmm. You also have to remember that like even like 5 minutes after I fill this thing up, when I drink it, it's gonna burn my mouth because every it's like time. Somehow hotter than when it actually came out of the brewer.
Yes. Every single time I would brew it. Then I would go to school on my way to work, burn my mouth like for the rest of the day. Heater. Yep, exactly. Why?
When I put it in one of my other ones, like from the car dealership or something like that, it's like by the time I walk out the door, it's already frozen.
Yes, right. I will say, okay, so we're going to get into this more in this discussion today. But, okay, having mugs, you have a Teach Better mug.
Mm-hmm.
My husband works for an insurance company. It's kind of a regional based, but...
Okay.
Got these really, really nice travel mugs. They were, is it Brewmate? Yeah, they were Brewmate brand. Okay, those are not.
Okay.
And the discussion we had in our house was, like, would you rather get a really nice coffee/water mug thing, or like just a bonus, or like a sure gift card, like.
Is the cash or gift card or bonus of for the same amount?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess for me, I'd rather have the cash bonus because I already have good mugs and stuff like that. But if the difference is if you're someone who would never go buy yourself like a really nice mug because your money's going somewhere else, that's a really nice, right? It's always that, right? Like it's a really nice gift to get if it's like, well, I would never buy myself this. So yeah, this is kind of nice because I would never spend my $50 on this because I have to put it somewhere else versus, which means if you gave me the cash bonus, it's going right to bills.
That's true.
Whereas if you're like, no, like if I need a coffee thing, I use it enough, I'm going to spend that money. Like then it's like, well, I already bought it. So like, you know what I mean? So I think it's so situational. Like I think a lot of times when it comes to things like that, sometimes we forget like that there's a lot of ways you can look at it because we'll get like, well, that was kind of not really a cool gift because to you it wasn't, but for someone else it might be like an awesome gift because they're like, oh my god, I've always wanted one of these things.
That's true. I guess I always pause when it's not, I think this is my personality, this is not going to shock many of you, but like when it's got the company logo all over it, because it's like, well
yeah,
it clearly was a free gift, you know, it wasn't, I think that's like the difference. I mean, it's a gorgeous like color and stuff, but it literally is like his company logo.
And we've done that in the past too, obviously, where we've given people a gift, but we also, I'm pretty sure, like what we've done, like gifts for the team, whatever. We've done a combination. We've given them swag and stuff like that too. But I'm the same way. I think like, that's the only thing you get, then that's a different thing. You want to stuff the bonus check in something? That's good.
Right. Well, okay. You know,
how we got these initially?
He got note cards that also had the logo on it, which we didn't understand. I'm like, do you write a lot of thank you cards in your position? He's like, no. I'm like, are we supposed to be writing thank you cards with your logo on it? Like,
sounds like they had a overstock of marketing materials, and it's also like I also would argue. Just I'm just shooting in the dark. I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm guessing that insurance company makes more money, more profit than we do. So.
100%.
It probably could have gotten them something different, but chose not to. I can go, you know, again, because what if I'm literally like, oh my god, like I my coffee gets cold every time I'm on my way to work. Now I have something.
Yeah,
maybe. On my way to work.
Maybe. Yeah. I would love to hear your thoughts.
That's good. Not only do I already have really great ones, this one isn't as good as, but also. Like, are you just using me as a marketing billboard? Yeah, I can see both ways.
Wow, you really like went both sides of this. I would love to hear your comments in the chat.
I can go both sides. However, I think from a company standpoint, like you should be thinking, well, no, like if we can, we shouldn't just do something with our logo on it. Like it should be something different than that. Like something, unless it's like something like really like exclusive and you're like, well, we want you to have this too. Like no one else can get this except for you.
Yes.
And you don't, but like in my opinion, you don't treat that as a bonus. You treat that as like just a special, like, hey, just out of, like we just decided we want to give you all this. It's not in place of, it's right. just a part of, which is different than, hey, you know, instead of those Christmas bonuses, here's a mug.
I understand the whole like you have advertisement, like whatever. I get that. But to me, I'm like, isn't it a lot less work? Like when we've done gifts and stuff for our team and we've like wanted to make them personalized, like it's a lot of work to like get addresses, mail stuff, send stuff, like to do all that versus like here is a gift card in your
a
inbox.
Gift card or some money or something like that. Yeah, it's a lot easier. Although, I mean, it's not it, one year we did like very customized, like it wasn't like the same thing there, but it was very customized to each individual based on things that we knew that they liked or our best guess. Other times we did pack everything up like and send it to each individual, which is a lot of work, but like we've done for a while now, we've done typically when we do bonuses or gifts for holiday stuff, it's typically like if we can give some cash or a gift card or something. It's easier, but also like I think most people like prefer it. To your point, to your original
I
point, I
agree.
think the majority of people would prefer the money over that. I was just taking the other side.
I appreciate you. I appreciate that you went to both sides to advocate
Now,
for
I
them.
also like used to be in insurance, so I know like literally insurance companies have more branded stuff laying around than anything else in the world.
Oh yeah,
Like,
because they need it. Absolutely.
yeah, well, and they go to like brokers and they give like literally hundreds of thousands of dollars away all the time. I have a awesome, which is probably like a hundred and some dollar like Pacific Life golf pullover that I got for being an agent 15 years ago.
See? And you
And like
still
I
appreciate it.
wasn't one of three people that got it. I was one of probably a million. Like, so as I'm a worker with insurance, I'm going, really, guys? Like the thing that I just gave to three customers, that's I get hooked up because I already kept three anyway. Like I already stole this. I don't need you to give it to me.
Maybe that's
Not
the
that
point.
I think Matt would steal,
He did not steal it. I saw the package it came in. He did not
but I
steal
do
it.
have proof and it's been sent to authorities. We are way off
We are way
topic at
off
this point.
task. So let's, okay, we're going to kind of keep this conversation, but it's going to be way more relevant. Let's get
You
into
have
routine
no
talk.
control over what's going on right now.
I'm going to get control back. Stay
Poorly
tuned.
managed.
Good morning and welcome back to Teach Better Today. I'm Katie Meglin and I am here with the wonderful and burnt orange handsome Jeff Gargis. If you missed the first 11 minutes of this segment,
Good for
consider
you.
yourself lucky. Today we are going to get into actually some real conversation, and I promise you, us talking about company mugs and cash gifts and all this stuff is super appreciative or is super relevant to what we're getting into because we're going to talk about the word appreciative makes sense. We had a listener question, Jeff. Are you ready for a listener question that
Yeah,
relates
I'm
to all
interested
the
to see how
things?
this actually ties in. Did you really have control the whole time and I
I
just didn't
did.
realize it?
I did. Here's a
Interesting.
listener question. What are some ways that teachers can that you can show teachers they are appreciated?
Ooh. Ooh.
All comes full circle. So, Jeff, I thought this was really interesting because we get this question, I feel like, pretty often, especially on Tuesday mornings. We discuss this during our admin
Yeah.
mastermind. If you're not a part of that group and you are an educational leader, strongly recommend sign up, be a part of it, even if you have to like listen and not join the conversation, you know, if that time slot doesn't work for you. There's so much good stuff happening on Tuesday mornings. We strongly recommend. Jeff, thanks for dropping the link in the screen if you can't see it. Teachbetter.com/mastermind. But in that conversation, so often we hear leaders say, I want to do something for the teacher, something for my staff, but I don't have any money or I have a really limited budget. And I think it's really interesting because we're getting into like, you know, I don't know. I feel like second semester is like when there's lots of opportunities. Like there was Valentine's Day, there's Teacher Appreciation Week. You know, spring break, like there's times where you can show teachers that you really appreciate the work they do, but sometimes it comes with a cost. And so I would love today to kind of just give some ideas on how people can show appreciation without breaking the bank, and you don't have to give a fancy mug with your company logo on it.
I have a couple things. The first thing that's coming to mind is respect them. Right.
Simple.
And by that I mean like trust them to do their job, You can check in with them, you can verify things, but you should be trusting them to do what they are professionals at doing. You should be listening to them, like that type of stuff. However, I think, you know, you mentioned like the different times of Valentine's Day and certain other those. I think the thing that most, and this goes way beyond just teachers, but like most leaders or managers or whatever get wrong is that they only do it during times that they can or that they quote unquote should. Because when you only show that respect and that that appreciation during times that you're supposed to, it doesn't feel like the same level of appreciation. It feels like, well, yeah, it's Valentine's Day, so they did something for us. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, so if they don't do anything for us, they're terrible. Like, the goal should be that if the goal should be that your teacher feels so appreciated that when you don't do anything for Teacher Appreciation Week, they don't even care. Like, that should be the key. We had this conversation with someone on our team who talked about a really terrible, I'm not even get into it, a very terrible thing. Not a terrible thing, a stupid idea for how they were trying to show that their teachers were, that they appreciated them. And they didn't execute it right. However, it was a dumb idea, but if they executed it better and the culture was there, it would have been received much differently. Not saying it was the best idea still, but it had been received much differently. Because like you can do little stupid silly things, and and if you don't have the culture of appreciation, they're going to come off really bad and really stupid. Well, but if you have the culture built in, they're seen differently. They still might not be the greatest idea, or whatever, like that this particular one. But like it's received very differently.
Yes.
And I think like people are like realize most people can see through when you're doing something because you're supposed to versus because you actually want to. I used to say, I have an old mentor of mine and we used to talk and I used to always tell him that when we talk and he was my leader, my higher up, and we had very different relationships with the people that we manage. I was still their boss. I could still hire and fire them, but very different. I used to tell him, I'm like, it's because they know that I do things because I want to, not because the book says I'm supposed to.
Right.
Like, and I think that's the key to 99% of this. Like, they'll understand if you don't have the money to go do big fancy stuff, but there's a whole lot of things you can do that have nothing to do with money, that don't actually cost you money. Because I'll tell you also, most people also know that usually when you have money to give you, it's from the school, from the business, right? Like, and they're like, oh yeah, it's good. You grab that out of petty cash. Thanks. Like, like, you know, like it's different when it's built on the foundation of appreciation that's already there. So
I will say though, Jeff, to kind of counter, I mean, I do want to get into like specifics, but to counter your idea that it only comes on like holidays, I love like showering appreciation to people. That's totally my jam. However, sometimes we need the holidays or the things on the calendar to simply remind us it's been a while. So I don't necessarily fault someone for, you know, a leader for like, oh shoot, Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up. We haven't done anything in a while. Let's make sure we've got something covered. But I do think, to your point, it is good to remind ourselves like it should happen more often and we should be doing stuff. So I was very fortunate for like 13 years of my career, I was in a building that was big part of the culture is like understanding that months were going to be harder, days of, you know, certain weeks were harder. We had an administrator who really, really like built up the culture and just, even though it might have been a horrible week, like we might come in and there might be donuts in the lounge on Friday. And it was like something silly, simple, but it was like, hey, thanks for like getting through this week. It was a 5-day week. You know, we've heard that a lot, like with all the snow days and remote learning days, like January was a long month. So is there something you can do to say, hey, we're making it to the end of February. I'm going to do something, you know, special, something little. I remember one time we had, I don't even remember what had happened, but I remember there was like a leadership meeting and everyone was just came in crabby. Like it was like, read the room. We were all just in a bad headspace and our administrators were there and they were like, okay, what is something we can do? We don't have any money in our budget right now, but what's something we can do that's really small that might lift spirits? And I kind of, as a joke, was like, can you just walk around with a snack cart? Like just grab snack out of the concession stand, you know, like that's already been paid for. And just everyone grabs a snack out of it, ate that, or like, I was kind of joking. And sure enough, that like that week, someone knocked on my door, the entire administration team was standing there and they're like, hey, thanks for a great job. Grab something off of this cart. And it what cost 50 cents, but it like still to this day, I remember it still, I like screamed. I was so excited. The kids thought it was cool, but it's like, can you do just little things or just show up to a teacher's classroom and say, I know you've been super busy for whatever reason. Go take 10 minutes to go do whatever
you have. I was glad you went there. I was going to say, like, just go give them a break for a second.
Yes.
They can go get their own snack, too. Like,
right? Yes, exactly. Like, go refill coffee or something. But I think
it all comes back to them, like, it's, but like, because you started, like, they had already built a culture where you knew that they actually did care. They did appreciate you. So then it didn't have to be anything major.
Right.
You were like, yeah, it can be as silly as just bringing some candy every now and then. It's like, well, yeah, because even a little, like, bite-sized candy, like, when I sneak in and just toss it on your desk, give you a smile, like, that's very different when you know that I give a damn.
Right.
Versus when I'm like, here's candy, because I gotta bring my cart around.
I gotta check
like,
the box. Absolutely.
I can't get my paperwork because of my cart that I gotta take around because Katie had a student. Like, that to me is the biggest piece of it. Like, there's a lot of good, like, yeah, random donuts, random candy, random little things like that that don't have to be big and expensive, but if they're delivered the right way and built on the back of a culture that already has appreciation in it, they're gonna be received so much differently.
And honestly, as a leader, or even if you're like, okay, I want to do something for the teachers I work with. If you're in the classroom and you want, you know, you're a second grade teacher and you're like, I want to appreciate the other second grade teachers. Take them, like, be intentional about what your mood is when you give it. Like, nothing is more like annoying when you're given something and the other person's clearly in a bad mood. It's like, well, I don't want your crabby candy. Like, if you can't deliver this with a smile on your face, like, it just feels different. Well, so,
and to me, that's that you're doing it for the wrong, like, I was picturing that cart. I'm like, the difference of you open that door or they open that door and they're like, we love you, here's your can, here's your cookie or whatever, versus one of them's out in the hall like, what room are we on? We're on 330. Okay, we got like 10 more.
Yes, like that's exactly.
It's the same thing, but it's two very different things, because the one says, hey, we appreciate it, we're trying to do a little something. The other one says, we're checking off a box right now.
Exactly. Huge difference. It's
two very, very different things. That's what I'm saying. Like teacher appreciation stuff is nice, but it's not the same when it's delivered of a, well, it's this week that I have to appreciate you versus, it's an additional week that I get to appreciate you more. I don't know. Me personally, I think the biggest shift that will help leaders in this is to remember that they don't work for you, you work for them. Like, your job is to serve the people that you quote unquote lead. Like, that is how you do that. And if you can flip that, it changes the whole dynamic of how you do it, because you actually become appreciative.
Well, and
you can't
if you don't
do what you do without them.
If you can reframe your mindset, but also if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't have the money. I don't have any money. I can't go get the small candy. I can't pick up the donuts, whatever it is. A note goes a long way. So maybe on Mondays you send something, a whole staff email, and you acknowledge three teachers every Monday of something cool they did. And guess what? It can still be the teachers that you are like, I don't have anything to appreciate about them. They're like driving me crazy. That's fine. Find something. Maybe they had a great conversation with a student. Maybe they did a cool activity, or, you know, maybe interview students in their classrooms and say, what's something awesome about this teacher? But like, that recognition is sometimes people almost prefer that over tangible gifts. So if you have no money, if you have no budget, take the time to acknowledge people in a staff meeting, an email, something. Just show people that you actually are grateful that they're there, and reframe your mindset. And then I think it's a huge difference. Also, reach out to like your PTO, your parent group. See if there's some volunteers that are willing to come in and do stuff.
Yeah, and I think to your point, like if you're in a district, because obviously there's some districts that you're going to be in that you don't have any funds, and there isn't a strong PTO, and the community isn't super involved, or there is just no money in the community either. There's no way for you to get. Then it's solely on how can you show them through your everyday interactions of the way that you treat them. Respect you have. That's where like the let me jump in your room for 5 minutes so you can run down and just go chill, go breathe for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can do. Like, that is far more important than most of the paperwork that's on your desk.
100%. And can I also say, like, okay, even if you're not interested in getting into classrooms, if you have the opportunity to stand in the hall and simply help manage hallway behaviors.
Oh yeah.
That's huge. I remember just seeing an administrator like made me feel not like it felt like it lessened the load of standing in the hallway, because I knew if nothing else, I had another adult standing in the hall doing supervision duty with me. So simple things
I think about our good friend, Michael Earnshaw. If you know, Michael Earnshaw is a principal. Like he's never in his office. He's always on a rolling desk. And So he's out there every time the halls are emptied into and out of and stuff, and he's able to bounce around because he's doing what he needs to do at his yeah. mobile desk. I'm sure there's time where he has to be in his every now and then for a phone call or whatever, but like there's ways to make it happen. Like, but I just really think even if you have the biggest budget in the world, like, well, that's not accurate. If you have the biggest budget in the world, just give them money because they will like that better than anything. But like, at some point, even a bunch of extra money doesn't feel as good when the appreciation isn't there all together. Because let's be real, 99.9% of educators wouldn't be there. They're not there for the money.
Exactly.
Like, that's not so. Like, there's only so much that you're gonna do. But like, if you have a level of appreciation there, like, it's just different. It just makes mm-hmm. work better. Like, so donuts, candy, and appreciation. That's what we need to do.
Well, yes, but if nothing else, if you're like, you know, just catching the end of this or you're walking into a school today, take 2 minutes. My challenge for you is to take 2 minutes to go show appreciation to someone, whether it's sending someone an email. Maybe you send your kids' teachers emails and just say, hey, thanks for all you're doing. Send your secretary email, send your co-teacher an email, send some message, either a post-it email or, you know, text them and just let them know how appreciated they are. But if you're an educational leader or you're someone that's kind of wanting to do a little bit something more, be creative. Think of some ways that you can either free up some time or just drop a little treat to let them know that they are noticed, their work is valued, and try to kind of reframe your mindset. Maybe you do it all week. Maybe this week your focus is on once a day you show some appreciation. But let's start with just today. Does that sound good, Jeff?
I love it. And if anybody wants to show me appreciation, I like ribs.
I just like nice
or wings.
Notes.
I like wings.
If you want to send us an email of appreciation, that will make
maybe,
my day.
Maybe a couple more burnt orange shirts so we can match on more days.
Right. We can do this more often. I love it. All right, friends. Well, thank you.
I hope everyone watching knows that we appreciate them though, Katie.
Yes, we do. We totally appreciate whether you're listening on our podcast or you're catching us in the morning or you're just watching us later in the day. We appreciate you. We are so grateful that you decided to join us and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.